Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. I'm so excited to introduce you to our beautiful guest, Dr. Christopher Macklin. He's a metaphysical healer. He is here to help us stand in our sovereign power, in our divinity. Welcome to the show today.
Yay. Thanks, Cornelia. Thanks for having me. Beautiful. Bless your heart. I love the name of the show, Heaven on Earth. That's what we all strive for. We get into that and it's beautiful.
Yes. I'm so glad that you're here because like I said to you in the green room, we've been in contact with your publicist and we've been looking at dates to get you on the show. Now you're based in England. Is that right?
No, I'm in Missouri. I'm American. Believe it. It's just that I couldn't lose the accents.
So okay.
I still got British. But yeah, I live in Missouri, Branson. Well, it's actually the ministry building, which is here, is in Hollister. But 6 miles away is our house in Branson. So it's a great place to be. Beautiful place to be.
Good. So this is your ministry. This is your business.
Correct, yeah.
Your ministry business is you. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's interesting. When I first got to America, the story is I went bankrupt 2007-ish, making lots of money and had done in the past with, obviously, IT work. And then suddenly God says, you know what? It's time to change your life. And everything collapsed. Marriage collapsed, went bankrupt, lost millions of pounds. And I remember sitting in Manchester. Okay, God, this is not funny because, of course, you've got two Walmart bags. In England, they call them Tesco's with, just two bags with a bit of stuff in it. I've worked for 21 years. I've made millions of pounds and I've got absolutely nothing. And I said, it's the right time. What do you mean it's the right time? And I didn't understand at the time. Well, you'll see it's the right time. Oh, by goodness, it was. Went on a journey, lived out of a car for a bit. Borrowed a condo or, apartment, as they call them in England, in Manchester. Stayed there for 4 weeks. Struggled with food and everything else. But, I realized I had big worthiness issues, like, oh, I'm not worthy and powerless victim and woe is me. And it took me a while to get over myself. God, what are you doing? Oh, you'll see. Wow, what a journey. Went to India, went to all over Europe. Realized I was very different. The thing is about starseed people is when they're born, they're very different. They don't fit in this world. How many people, we work on thousands of people a week, probably about 40,000 people a week-ish. We have them on YouTube. Have a look at YouTube channel, Facebook. We do healings. We do generic healings because it's so important to me. Having been without money, it's important to be able to provide people with a facility so they can get healings by donation. And I always tell them, look, if you don't have anything, never shame yourself. Get on the healings because you need them, wandered around, met somebody in Belize, came to Hollister, Missouri, really interesting, come and stay with me. And from then on, I loved being in America and got a green card and eventually, married my wife now, Mandy. And we have a very successful ministry. But what's really interesting, and, I'd like the listeners to listen to this because it's really important. When I first started the ministry, build it, they'll come. Where are they? They didn't. And I waited around 3 months and opened an office. Nothing's happening. God, where are they? I said, it's within. Get out there. Oh, okay. So we'll do that. And the first place I ever went to was Unity Church in St. Petersburg. No one's ever heard of me. Turned up. And people were banging on the door. They had to lock the door because of fire regulations. There's about 100 and whatever people in the bookshop. And I thought, what on earth do they want to see me for? You know, because I'm just me. You know? And I realized that, you know, during along that period, I did the deal with God. And I said, okay, God, look, I don't like sales. I don't like accounts. I don't like any of this stuff. You do that. And I just want to do the healings. And ever since I did that deal with God, it's like a deal, you know, it just happened. And now, you know, we have 10 staff. We have IT people who take care of the IT, which we have ton. You know, I can't believe how many computers we've got. I think, why do we need them? Well, it's called being able to stream these things, you know. As soon as I started that, things started building and building and building, you know, and I went to expos, you know, I was invited to all sorts of places. And what I realized, the key instrument to me about doing your gift is, A, finding the gift. And don't just think, oh, I wanted to do a bit of energy work. I meditated for 4 years, understanding the gift. Okay, well, how's cancer happen? How's leukemia happen? And they were showing me all these different things. And then I went on more to learn about weaponized systems, you know, things like Borrelia Lyme, HIV/AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons, manufactured diseases. How do they work in the body? And once you understand them, you can create an instrument from the divine to actually heal it. But if you don't understand them, you know, the universe is really specific, you know, so you have to really understand these diseases before you start to do some healing on them. And I went through this and, you know, built it up today. We have 10 staff. We work on thousands of people a week. I absolutely love it. The changes in people is just phenomenal. And, you know, I also, in Belize, you know, I realized I was a Melchizedek being, a hybrid. There's 5 of us here. And, you know, I realized the work I was meant to do. And I think I was hidden the first part of my life. I was different, you know, believe you me, I was different. But you never really understand why until you look deep within yourself. And, you know, I've had lots of balling the eyes out episodes, no one cares. And, well, that's just powerless victim. And now, you know, my father is really crabby. And, you know, you're too thick to get a degree, got one of those. Too thick to get a master's, got one of those. He was quite abusive in our early days. He's still kind of crabby now. Still have problems with him. But again, you know, unconditional love, set boundaries, you know. Love him, but make sure he doesn't break those boundaries, because that's not okay, because that's shaming you or that's berating you, and you don't need that, you know, because you've got to realize within you're a good person. And, you know, I've realized all the guru stuff is gone and all this teaching thing. It's all about, you know, I'm a facilitator to get you back to your sovereign self. You're your own guru. It's within here, you know. And God said that. Look, the healing's within. Get out there, you know. And, what? Oh, okay. And I was waiting, like, you know, the field of dreams. Build it, they'll come. They didn't. You have to, when God opens doors, you know, whoever you think God is, I define God as God, Goddess, prime creator of all that is. That's a well-balanced definition. But of course, you say that, well, what's that, you know? So I just call it God. It's a definition. So, and it's got me to today, you know, we work on so many people. You know, I look at different things. I go on podcasts to spread, you know, and help people get back to that heaven on earth, because, you know, the healings to me is when you're in heaven on earth, you're leaping out of bed and going, oh my God, I feel incredible. And you're excited for the day. You know, you're doing a lot of work, but that's okay. You know, I mean, should I tell you my age? Probably not. I think it was 20, maybe 30, you know, 59. And I can do loads of work. I actually love it. You know, I've been busy today all day, you know, where we do many, many different things. And I've just got bountifuls of energy because of that passion. Get that burning passion with you. And let's get you out doing stuff in the world, you know. And the other thing I would like to mention, if I may, about spiritual businesses, don't do the things you don't like or frustrate you. I can't stand accounts. Like, don't want to, you know, count buttons. So we pay the accountant something like $14,000 a year. They do the whole thing. You know, look, I don't know what it is. You know, go do it. We're a 501c3. There's a 100-odd page document you have to put in each year. If you do it yourself, you'd save a lot of money. But I don't want to do it because I want to feed them. I want to focus on the healing. IT guy, he comes in, does all the IT. Feed him. Help him feed his family. And you concentrate on your gifts. And in that way, you know, you're not holding the money onto yourself. You're letting it flow and it comes around. It's a beautiful mechanism. You know, it's called surrender, complete surrender.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you're talking about all this. Now, when we opened the show today, you know, we promoted the link that we are here to center the mind and the soul and your immune system during the pandemic. That's what we're here to do. So do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that are being talked about. There's lies, there's different things, there's different things with the government, you know, different parties versus another party. There's different things with religion, you know, Christians versus blah, blah, blah. You know, it's creating separation. And now the vaccine is creating separation in families. So how do we deal with that? You know, I don't want to focus on that on this because this is about getting you back and center the mind. So how do we focus on it? Well, take a step back from the matrix. You don't have to be in it. I always give the analogy, you know, it's like human race. They're in a swimming pool and they're pooing and weeing. Do you want to dive in that? Probably not. So let's not dive in that poo and wee. Let's stay on the side. And it's our job to, empower people, get them back to the sovereign selves and, you know, pluck them out of the water, wash them down, dry them off, and then they can help somebody else. And, you know, it's never been a bigger time on this planet that people need help right now with, you know, anxiety and PTSD and depression. I see it, you know. Yeah. And so that's why we provide the healing, because it's important, you know, if you've got, you know, the human race is ingesting way too much emotion like never before. 100, 200, 300,000 layers. People say, well, I've worked on my emotions for the whole of my life. And you go to a practitioner, they poke at one or two layers. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of layers. So we have a fast track technique where the Melchizedek beings can go in using kind of psychic surgery. You've got this onion layer. And what they do is they go in and what's your biggest emotion affecting you right now? Let's pull that out. Next biggest, pull that out. So we can do 81. 162 or 324 releases. It is a lot, but by goodness, it really wakes people up and releases that emotion really exponentially fast. And that's the instrument, I think, that really helps people release that emotion. Of course, emotions are linked to the immune system. Thymus is right here, spleen further down. Of course, it gets paralyzed. You don't have the T cells, and therefore it gets weak and people get allergies. And, you know, how many people say, oh, you've got allergies? Oh, well, that's your immune. You're immune compromised because of your own emotion. Let's fix it, you know. So we work on all these things every single week. And, you know, if you want help, please just come. You know, I don't want to be your guru. You know, I want to be a facilitator to help you get back to your, like, leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh, my God, I feel incredible. That's key to me, you know.
Yeah. So when you guys do the healings, when you say people come, do they come in person or do they come online?
I never have people in person. I always do it online. And, you know, like on Zoom, you know, we do it, for example, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, and Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Central Time. We have about 500 or 600 people at a time registered. We also have people on YouTube, and we also have people on Facebook. So there's probably about 1,500 to 2,000 people who participate in every healing session. And then in addition to that, we put it on YouTube, and, you know, they can listen later, because I set the intent, keep it going. If people come in and listen, so, you know, it's facilities to, you know, to get you so you can get back to that high vibrational state, because your vibration's it, you know. And I think there's another instrument as well that, you know, the vibration's a correlation to protection and also empowerment. You know, when you get that inner strength, you think nothing can touch me, I'm going to get out there and help. And however you help, of course, is up to you. You know, if you're a chef, you know, and you've got a passion for food, that's healing, because when someone eats the food, they go, oh my goodness, that's absolutely incredible, because it's got love energy. You know, how many times I'm hypersensitive, I go to a restaurant, the food comes, I can smell the vibration in it. You know, sadly for me, you know, it's one of the heightened instruments I've got. And so, well, I can't eat that, you know. And we do have a food prayer that could revibrate it. But I think, you know, people are getting hypersensitive now because their gifts are starting to kick in. So, you know.
Well,
just be aware of that.
I was talking about this earlier in one of the other shows I was doing, because I was talking about suicide and how, you know, a lot of people, when they don't want to feel their emotions, also part of, you know, the addiction, you know, so then they take addictions in order to numb the pain, in order to stop themselves from really feeling. And because the reason why this just triggered this is because when you talked about being hypersensitive means being able to tap in and tune in to the feelings, being able to feel. And, you know, where now is the time for us to really move into our somatic sensory feeling and not numb those feelings down and right. cause further illness and cause further disease. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And I think also vibrations, a correlated vibration, we have, if you want to put it, attachments. You know, there's beings around in a different dimension who want to attach to and manipulate. Now, if your vibration's way above them, they can't touch you. If they're not and your vibration's precarious, they can also attach you, you know, like draconians, anarchy, different beings. How many people, you know, come on a healing session, you've got an attachment and they don't realize it. It's a spirit here, but it's a being in a different dimension and they drag your energy down. They crash the adrenals because they sit in the abdomen. So your abdomen's bloaty. They paralyze the intestines and then do the cage down. They crash the adrenals, crash the liver. They hang on your shoulder or neck. So that's always tight. Oh, goodness, you know, I can't move. And they send you negative thoughts. So like, you know, you're walking around the day doing things. God, you're useless. And it's you, you know, it's a you thought. But people, when they're not paying attention, they think it's a me thought and they think it's them. Oh, I'm just pathetic. I'm useless. And, you know, and that's why people with these attachments in particular, draconians can get overwhelmed by these amount of thoughts and they just commit suicide. I remember a lady, if I can give you an example, if that's okay. So this was about 5 years ago. So I got a text the day before Mother's Day. My daughter's trying to commit suicide. She's trying to slit her wrist, different things. And I thought, oh, gosh. And I just left the office. So I had to go to do some shopping, go home, have dinner. I said, look, can you not let her out of your sight for about an hour? I'll be back. So, yeah, no problem. So went back, had some food, came back. And I sat with her, and this girl was gray, you know, she was depressed, you know, checked out. So I removed the empty, you know, we cleared her meridians and gave her energy, and I did some heart shock releases, I think about 20-odd of them. I'm not joking, that whole girl's face, you know, a colour came back. She started laughing, and her mum, you know, whoa, you know. And I got a text next morning, which actually brought me to tears. She said, it still gets me down. She said, this is the best Mother's Day present I have ever had. I've got my daughter back. And I thought, wow, you know, how beautiful, you know, and it took me an hour. And that's why, you know, I want to encourage people, if you do healing, you know, and, you know, again, you've got to really study the healing carefully. It's not about a bit of energy work. There's a whole slew of other things involved with it. You've got to be available. You know, if someone texts you at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, if you're awake, do something about it. Because you know what? Imagine, you know, someone texts you, oh, my daughter's trying to piss. Oh, sorry, I'm busy. You know, I'll give you a shout tomorrow. And then you phone tomorrow. Oh, my daughter committed suicide. You know, you could have saved that life. And so, and again, I'm not trying to shame people. I just think if you've got a gift, you have to be prepared to share it and use it. You know, maybe at times you don't particularly want to. I mean, we work long days, 12, 14 hours days. Saturday morning, you know, I always laugh on with the group on Saturday. It's my day off. Oh, it's not because I'm doing the healing session. Sunday, we're doing stuff, you know. So is it my day off? Oh, that would be no. Because it's a way of life. It's not a job. It's a way of life. And that's the thing, you know, if you treat it as a way of life, you reconcile within you and it's who you are. It's what you do. You know, it's a way of life. And Mandy, you know, is the same.
So, well, it sounds like, you know, the way you explained it anyway, is that when you're in your passion, you're in your gift, you have other people, the accountant, the IT guy, you've got God, you've got all these people that are all doing their parts while you're doing your part and while you're passionate about what you're doing. So everybody's got their gifts that they're bringing,
oh, yeah.
Right?
And so I think they hold the space. So they hold the space for you, so you don't have to worry. You know, the girls in the office, you know, we get phone calls, we get about 300 or 400 emails a day of bookings and different things. You know, could you do it yourself? Of course you couldn't. But, you know, if I just focus on the healing, let them do all the work. You know, we have a manager who looks after, you know, the office. She does, you know, we do the protocol. We have a specialist protocol, 20-week program where it can strip out Borrelia Lyme, HIV AIDS, Agent Orange and Morgellons disease. It splits it out of the body using timeline splitting. In fact, just before I was just, you know, this is group 17, there's 15 people on it. I was just talking to them before we kick it off on Sunday. So you know, there's all these instruments that you get involved with, and it is a way of life, you know, but it's beautiful because you're doing your passion. You're not messing with computers. Could I do them? Of course I can. Do I want to? Oh, no, no, not at all. Yeah. Can I do accounts? Well, of course, I'm intelligent. I can do accounts. Do I want to? No, not my deal. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, put it on QuickBooks, accountant does it, and you can free yourself and you just enjoy that passionate, you know, God-given gift you have. And everyone's got one. Everyone's got a divine plan if you ever look to, if you ever want to be on that divine path, you know, and that's up to you to realize the gift, because gifts, they just happen, you know. It's like playing the piano. Can I play the piano? No, you know, because my coordination is terrible. Am I good at writing books? No. So you're probably going to say, well, hang on, how do you write all these 5 books? Well, I had to, you know, I'm dyslexic, so I don't see things. I find it very difficult to communicate things in the proper way. So I had a ghostwriter. I dictated on the phone, okay, we're doing this, doing that through Skype. And she, you know, she's asking questions. Well, what do you mean by this? Huh? What do you mean by that? And they create the book, and then what they do is they create an interface between me and the third dimensional world so people could understand the stuff, you know. And, yeah. And that's beautiful. That's what you need, you know. Don't try and do the gifts that you're not good at. Get other people involved, you know. You know, it's like reading at night, you know. Sometimes I want to read a book. Mandy reads it to me because when I read it, you know, you concentrate on the letters and then you miss a bit out, you have to read it again. So what you're doing is you concentrate on the read aspect and not the content. And so she reads to me now. Can I read? Of course I can. But if I were to read out loud, I'd sound like a 2-year-old, you know, because hang on a minute, that doesn't make sense. Let's read it again. You know, word blindness, you know, dyslexia is pretty severe, but I can't spell. But that's okay. You know, it's not my gift. So.
No, it's so wonderful, you know, the joy that's coming out of you talking about your gift and doing and how much fun you're having with doing it.
So I love it.
One question that I have for you is, do you find, you know, with all the healings that you're doing with people, do you find that everyone has entities attached?
I would say new people who come, and don't forget, you know, the key about it, you know, when new people come, probably 98 to 99% people have got some sort of attachment. You know, you can have Anunnaki, Draconian, you can have Archons, you know, which are interdimensional beings, they're attached to you. You can have first and second dimensional entities or Luciferians. Now, they're the snarly ones. When they leave, they can talk your body or speak through your voice box in a raspy voice. They think they're dark, but nah, you know, God's got our back, so we're okay. And don't fear them, you know. For me, it's about understanding what they do and blocking them out. So we have a prayer, you know. I'm kind of precarious about the word prayer. It's a map of intent, you know. And that's basically the 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer. I would say that 3 times a day because, as you know, that's what a lot of healers miss. As you're doing healings, of course, your vibration's precarious. You get a bit of energy, it goes up a bit, but then it goes down after maybe 2 or 3 hours. Maybe not as low as it was before, but it's still precarious. These things can reattach to you. Now, the 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer, what I'll do is creates a high vibrational geometric field around you, which is really strong and stops them from coming in whilst we get your vibration up. Once we get your vibration up, you're good to go. You don't need the prayers because, you know, your field's too high. They can't get near. Oh, blimey, you know, so they'll go bother somebody else. So,
yeah, good. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we, first of all, Jacob, please put the document up for everybody to see where Dr. Macklin's healings are tomorrow, and put that for the audience that wants to take a look at his website, where that is. And then let's also give all of your social media handles to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, have a look on Facebook. It's all Global Enlightenment Project. The ministry is called Christopher Macklin Ministries, and the project, it's a project of the ministry, which is 501c3, globalenlightenmentproject.com. Please come on, come and register, you know, be part of it if you want to. You know, I never push people for healings. I want you to want it, you know. That's the energy that I really want. You know, if you want to get to a higher vibrational place, I'm just an instrument that's going to help you. You know, I'm not a guru. I don't want to be a guru. I just want to really help you. And once you're there and you're back to your sovereign self, you're your own guru and you get out there and, you know, you're having a great life. You found your passion. You know, you connect to your starseed family. You know, how many times do I see, you know, starseed people? I don't belong here. From the age of 4, I don't belong here. Well, of course you don't. This is not your planet. You know, you got in God's queue and God said, we need volunteers. So you jump in. I want to volunteer. And then you get down here. Oh, what was I thinking? But actually, you know, I always laugh about that because actually it can be heaven or not so good. I don't like the word hell, but it can be pretty miserable down here if you don't connect to your starseed family and you need that support. And of course, people around you, if you don't behave like the normal human, like powerless victim, want to get you involved in negative energy and suck the life out of you, then you've got to set boundaries and you'll find that as you raise your vibration, you'll probably lose friends that you thought, I thought that person was a really good friend and they've disappeared and that's okay, you know, so.
I love it. I love everything that we shared today. Thank you so much, Dr. Christopher Macklin, with coming on and helping us step into our sovereign power.
Oh, bless you, Cornelia. Thanks for having me on. It's been absolutely wonderful. I love the name.
Thank you. And definitely we want to have you come back. And I'm definitely going to be checking out your healing work myself. So
Come on tomorrow. Yeah. We'll have you on tomorrow. Bless your heart.
Okay. Take care. Take care, love everyone. To you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.